From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama, in his toughest language yet, called on Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi to give up his power. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports it happened at the White House during a meeting with the president of Mexico.
President Obama appeared with Mexican President Felipe Calderon in the White House East Room, and Mr. Obama said flatly,
It's time for Gaddafi to go.
The president also said the U.S. is sending help to foreign nationals in Libya who are trying to escape.
The biggest priority that we have right now is you've got tens of thousands of people who are gathered at the border, and we've got to make sure that they can get home. And that's why we're using some of our military aircrafts in addition to civilian aircrafts to help on that front.
Mr. Obama did not discuss specific military options to help the Libyan rebels, but he said all options are on the table. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
For the second time this week, a county judge in Madison, Wisconsin, has ordered the state to lift restrictions on access to the state capitol. Gil Halstead of Wisconsin Public Radio reports the judge says hundreds of demonstrators outraged over GOP budget-cutting plans should be allowed to resume their peaceful protest in the Capitol Rotunda.
After 2 days of hearings, Judge John Albert issued an order requiring the State Department of Administration to reopen the Capitol to protesters during normal business hours by 8 a.m. Monday morning. Attorney Peg Lautenschlager called the judge's order a victory. She represents several unions and citizens groups who asked the judge to reopen the Capitol.
I think the fact that the judge indicated to the state that these restrictions are unconstitutional, you can't do this with people's rights, was particularly important.
Over the past 2 days, only 8 people at a time were allowed in the Capitol, and then only if they had an appointment to meet with a legislator or attend a hearing. The order also bans sleeping in the Capitol, as many demonstrators have been doing. For NPR News, I'm Gil Halstead in Madison.
Legislation in Ohio to scale back public employees' unions is moving forward, and though there have been a few protests, they've been nothing on the order of Wisconsin's. Ohio officials say about 8,500 people demonstrated at the biggest protest around the Ohio State House. In Madison, the rallies have drawn more than 70,000 people. When the Ohio bill passed in the Senate on Wednesday, the crowd was around 450. Labor experts say it's because Wisconsin has a long history of progressive political activism. There were more demonstrations over budget cuts in California. Riot police in full gear showed up on the campus of the University of California, Berkeley, to address hundreds of protesters who staunchly opposed deep cuts to state education. 6 of 8 protesters chained themselves, together on the ledge of the fourth floor of Wheeler Hall. Police were able to get hold of one of the protesters through a window and arrested him. By dusk, hundreds of protesters had gathered on the ground yelling at police. Riot police surrounded the building. The Dow Industrials closed up 191 points to 12,258. This is NPR. In his meeting with President Calderon, President Obama resolved a long-standing dispute over trucking. NPR's Michelle Kellerman says the two leaders also talked about immigration reform and the war on drugs.
President Obama says U.S. and Mexican officials have found a clear path to resolving a nearly two-decade-old dispute over long-haul trucking.
I look forward to consulting with Congress and moving forward in a way that strengthens the safety of cross-border trucking, lifts tariffs on billions of dollars of U.S. goods, expands our exports to Mexico, and creates jobs on both sides of the border.
President Obama praised Mexican President Felipe Calderon for, quote, extraordinary courage in fighting violent drug gangs, and says the U.S. will do more to prevent gun runners from fueling the conflict. A few weeks ago, a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent was killed in northern Mexico. Calderon expressed his condolences and said he would bring the killers to justice. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Police in Delray, Florida, are questioning a man tonight in connection with the deaths of 2 children whose bodies were found stuffed in luggage. The suitcase and duffel bag containing the bodies turned up in a canal on Wednesday. Delray Beach Sergeant Nicole Guerrero identified the suspect as Clem Beauchamp. Police have not identified the children. Teenagers and young adults are having less sex than they did a few years ago, according to a new survey from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Experts have different reasons as to why that's true. Some say today's generation is being more careful because they're more aware of STDs. Others believe it's because there's more emphasis on abstinence over the past 10 years. Still others say it could be because kids are just too busy today. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News.